Heritage Park along Barrie's Lakeshore is heading into the next phase of planning for what could be the first real facelift of the lakeside area in nearly 30 years. The city is undertaking a new master plan for Heritage Park on Barrie's North Shore. As one of the city's most attended waterfront destinations, Heritage Park hosts many events and also features horticultural displays, a water feature, splash pad, and a natural pond. Barrie Today asked people downtown on Friday what they thought about the area and what they would like to see there. Darren Bistowell, who lives on Mary Street, said he's often in the park for walks and enjoys the view of the lake, which he says should be the highlight of the area. All these rocks that line the waterfront here are in the way. You could get rid of them, or a big chunk of them anyway, and create a beach area. Just a small one, not a big one, Bistowell said. Keep Centennial Park as the main beach for kids and families and all that, but here it could be a way to launch your kayak or paddleboard. The 7.3-acre waterfront park, located at Simcoe and Mulcaster Streets, hasn't had any significant change since its original development in the early 1990s. Two virtual public meetings were held in late May with Barrie residents, businesses, organizations, and visitors invited to share feedback. The first public meeting had 176 of 187 people agree that getting close to the water was very important. A consultant's report concedes the existing park design does not safely accommodate reaching the shoreline or truly engaging with the water's edge. One suggestion asks for easier access for personal watercraft users, while other feedback indicates this could be accommodated through boardwalks, decks or similar are important to park visitors, and could go farther by allowing physical access. The three proposals offered at the public meetings had slight differences from each other, but some ideas were noticeable in each. A consistent idea in each proposal showed a more open main entry into Heritage Park, with the space directly across from Meridian Place having more of a gathering feel. In one concept, there are also streamlined rock seating areas, with those same rock seating ideas being prevalent throughout the park. In all of the concepts, the gazebo that currently sits at the center of the park would be taken out, and there are plans for more culturally and architecturally sound structures to take its place. The existing splash pad is also set for an upgrade in each concept, with the idea of making the park by the bay have a better visible connection to the water. The public washrooms will also be brought up to date with any concept decided on. A woman named Susan told Barrie Today she wants to see the washroom become much larger and roomy, with security in and around the area from dusk until dawn. Accessible washrooms were deemed very important by almost everyone asked at the public meetings. Meridian Place, located across the street from Heritage Park, was also an important landing area on a historical travel route for indigenous people, and some recognition is given on that site. Of 148 people asked at the meetings, 119 said maintaining some recognition of the local indigenous history was very important. For more information on those public meetings, click here. Heritage Park is also set to be the site of the Heart Barrie sign. The next public meetings take place on November 25, where the draft final master plan concept will be presented. The presentation will outline the proposed level of rehabilitation for the park and new amenities. The public is invited to ask questions and comment on the concept plan. The meetings will happen via Zoom from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. For more information and for details on how to register for the virtual meetings, visit buildingbarrie.ca/heritagepark. Residents are asked to share their feedback on future plans for Heritage Park by attending one of the meetings on November 25 and by completing the survey. The survey is open until December 10. Feedback from the community engagement will be incorporated into the Heritage Park Master Plan staff report, which will go to Barrie City Council for consideration in early 2022.